Watson Hall presents.
The Perishing of Sir Ashby Phipps. With Jimin Beg as the Game Master.
It is
specifically 1966.
That's Gaslight, yeah. In some locales. Like,
sorry,
1866. Okay. 1966 is definitely not Gaslight.
Well, it's Cornish Gaslight.
They still had a few, and some fogs. Not the serious one that they went out in the 50s.
Bell's House does work well, doesn't it? It does, doesn't it? I'm going to try that.
Do you have any pre-gens?
Right. We do. We have an assortment of pre-gens kindly contributed by Roger.
I have a plan for my...
Which I shall disperse in a second.
I can't see them.
Yes, I haven't put them anywhere.
So I can give you a rough idea of what
I can't
got.
See them. I have no way of seeing them.
I can print them out.
What edition are we?
Eternal.
Cthulhu Eternal.
Is that allowed on Doll's House?
No.
No.
That's why
I need to... I mean, it barely works at 60, so...
Right.
Is there a Cthulhu Eternal generator?
No.
I will also send it...
Because I haven't written it yet.
Ah.
Was it the D20, then?
No, it's mostly... think classic Cthulhu rather than 7th edition.
Oh, okay. Fine, cool.
So what have we got? I that they're all men, but I presume that can change.
Yeah. these are the ones I ran up for Eyes of a Stranger, which John and Tina played.
Some Eyes of the names look a little familiar, but I can't remember what everybody is, so I'm going to have to look through.
I will have no idea, so that's fine.
I don't remember who you played, so yeah, whatever.
Albert Cook, the thief stroke smuggler, that is Hobbit.
How dare you, etc.
Born in modern Singapore, poor clerk and wife. That's Freemasons. So there's him as a possibility.
Da-da-da-da-da, Freemasons.
Yeah. There's Benjamin Howarth. Was that who I played? Landed Gentry. Yes, I think it was. Born in Hampshire. Really not my sort of character, actually, in many ways. Hugely strong and massively awkward. Very little in the way of charisma.
Okay.
So there's him. There's James Morgan. I presume names and things can be changed. He was a journalist. Journalist from Watford. Been picking up rumours of strange things happening at fashionable seances. So he's obviously a pervert. Michael Newman, who for some reason is an opening. Captain Michael Newman, military officer.
Uh-huh.
New Marcus. He's a bit slow, but strong-willed and in perfect health, and therefore ideal for the army. Straightforward military man.
His heart's in the right place. His brain will catch up eventually.
Another mouse? Well, he's oh, just a second, champ.
I know a vegan who can help you. and we've got Peter Wharton, who is an occultist. A sickly occultist.
A sickly occultist?
But charming. He's only got a con of 6.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But everything else is fine. He's muscular and strong-willed. Charming. So he's a spiritualist doing fake seances for sad old people.
Yes.
Oh, any of those sound like something you'd be my dear?
Well, I can't really play the military person, can I? Because 1866. So. Sorry.
Right. I need to go back to the video and see what's happening here.
Yeah. Can't see anything.
You can't see anything.
Can we get Nick to turn his camera around? I want to know what's going on.
if the camera just turned and it was Nick standing on a chair looking down frantically, that would be hilarious.
No, what I want to see is a couple of tiny paws lifting the headphones onto its ears. As our new
we
guest
just see
player.
The teeth go down through the cable and then everything goes fuzzy on his end. When I say fuzzy on his end, obviously I don't know if he's got some sort of infection. So any thoughts there, darling? You've got landed gentry, or presumably the female equivalent. You've got a thief, you've got a journalist, military officer. Why couldn't you play the military officer?
Because it just makes too much, takes too much messing about.
Okay. Or there's the occultist.
I might go for the thief.
Yeah. Would you like a little bit of background?
Yeah.
So, basically, you are some people who have previously been involved in at least one incident, which you have dabbled in with excellent discretion. And word of your involvement has, through very, very discreet channels, spread to Lady Valeria Phipps, who will contact you. On a matter of a very sensitive nature. So it doesn't necessarily matter what sort of social status you have. You have to be the sort of people who have a character that is trusted to do something discreet, at least as a group.
Okay.
So, I mean, your classic Peter Wimsey, you know, there is one extremely dodgy Batman, but there's also Lord Peter Wimsey.
Yeah.
So, you know. That's basically what we're going for. Discretion. Discretion, basically.
Okay. Is Nick going to be picking a character, do we think?
It seems likely. I don't think he's generated one, at least.
Well, he certainly won't be playing a rat catcher, will he?
Well, I'm printing out the thief for you. Is that okay?
Yeah. That or the landed gentry, I don't mind.
Take a choice.
At least as far as I'm concerned, changing sex and name and any other details.
Guys, I'm really sorry, we've got a mouse, so I'm just going to sort that out.
You've also got two cats. Where are your cats?
I
do. Should I tell him that if they've got one mouse, they've definitely got more?
Well, I did hear something about a nest.
We should have just said turn the camera around. We want to see what's happening.
Mm.
Yeah, although it is fascinating just getting the audio, isn't it?
It is quite something.
It's the whole warts and all thing. People can imagine that something exciting's happening, although we do our best to disabuse them of that.
He said, draining his tea bucket. Incidentally, on the subject of culinary whatevers, which tea really is, may I recommend hot cross bun and butter pudding?
Oh, I have heard of such a thing, yes.
I have seen recipes for it. Daddy, I'm sure it's very
recipe.
Nice. But, well, it's you don't really, do you? But, you know, I mean, hot cross buns never last long enough in this house to go off, so... Mm. And everyone knows bread and butter pudding is better made with slightly staler bread.
Oh, it's essential.
Yeah.
So, bread and butter hot cross buns just don't dry out like that because of the fruit in them.
Mm.
So.
Well, Gus's trick on this, which works quite well with me when things need to get a bit stale, was to make lots of them.
Make lots of what? Sorry, there was a lot of cluttering
of
there.
Hot cross buns.
Oh, okay.
But she also introduced me to buttering them and putting a slice of cheddar in the middle, so...
I have been seeing a recipe for hot cross bun bacon sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
Mm. With a drizzle... Drizzle of maple syrup, but
it's
I'm not convinced.
It's getting too close to all this novelty croissant business. Why is this military officer not heavily armed?
They took it off him when he left. I don't think they trusted him to remember which way to point if he didn't have a senior officer shouting at him.
Yeah, do I really want to play a character who is mentally slow?
Well,
at the moment, oh, shut up, you.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I was hoping to aim for, you know, sort of middle of the road. I'll tell you what.
Do you want to play the thief then? And I'll
I'm going to play Benjamin Howarth again. See if I can do him some justice this time.
Well, we definitely would have noticed that, wouldn't we?
Do you remember Monroe in the PAVO? He was tallish and mentally dim. The talk of heredity can't be quite true. He was dropped from his head by his ire at 2. I presume that by now he'll have reached GHQ. I'm sure that's what happened to him.
I shall just take this downstairs. Quality level of mocking song these days, too.
I'm intrigued as to what's going on at Nick's.
I'm not convinced he's winning.
They let him climb a cat if they hit it. Okay.
I picture the cat sitting on one side watching.
I think he's moving furniture.
Yeah, they've got a sofa along the back wall. A leather sofa. I wonder if it's moved in inside it and is nesting in it. There's Shauna's, there's Nick's desk, Shauna's desk. Then there's a big double sofa, triple sofa actually.
Is he just playing like a sound effects record?
I don't know.
One of the BBC ones.
Look at this thing. Dang. A while, no?
Well, I guess they make a little bit quite crazy. Okay, I think one's
printed. Right, I have a Cthulhu Eternal character.
Excellent.
Alberta Cook.
Wow, why am I wearing my dressing gown?
I think a mouse has stolen his dressing gown. I'm assuming this is a sort of Bugs Bunny situation.
I think that's a run up it.
It's not actually Shauna, it's just a mouse wearing some lipstick.
Oh, I'm sure it's going swimming.
Apparently this has a calm ode, but never mind.
A calm ode, as in a relaxing poem?
Car mode.
Oh, okay. What's that we're talking about?
I think, for the sake of Roger, if nothing else, what I'm going to do, I've just uploaded all of the handouts, which are in that file I linked to, and just open the ones you've got. Rather than faffing about with moving them around and having to re-download things.
Okay, I missed that. Sorry, I can't at the moment. I can't listen and do something at the same time. What did you say there, Shane?
I've put every single handout into the folder that I linked to you.
Okay.
Because then you don't have to mess about with moving things and refreshing and downloading things. So
I still can't see them anyway. You'll have to read them to me.
That's fine. I'll delegate that to someone else.
Sorry.
John?
Yeah. Does he have a piece of seed?
Have you?
I see.
Yeah. Flat mouse.
It's just the beard.
I
just suddenly went, what have you gone with flat mouse? Ah. I'm a cat's favourite toy.
I feel like all of this is clearly happening in character at the start of the scenario. You're attempting to telephone the professor, and he's suddenly pottering around with furniture to try and drive out an errant rodent.
What are you doing, John?
Well, if you can't laugh at the situation or at least at your friends, then what can you do? Right, so I've got Benjamin Howarth. I might as well keep the name. Okay.
So for those who are listening and imagining what we're laughing about...
Assuming you're still listening.
Still listening.
I'm increasingly tempted to leave this in and not just start at the game start.
We have a cat toy that we call Flat Mouse because it is a flattened brown mouse made of
particularly after I discovered
fur.
It's been under the foot of your chair for a week.
Yeah, and it is very flat, and John has attached it to his... the frame of his glasses, so that it's just hanging down the side of his face for when Nick rejoins us from his travails.
And I'm sure,
trying to catch
a mouse. Sure I won't catch something off it because it's a cat toy.
You probably already caught it.
They stick their asses in your face that often, darling. If you're going to catch something, you'd have caught it by now.
I thought that was you. Is that the cat?
Do yours like preening your hair?
Occasionally.
Well, not really.
Not as much as other cats I've had.
Thankfully.
Ebony here is a big fan. Not the beard, just the head hair.
Right, so we're going to need... Well, dice,
aren't
we? Yep. It's mostly percentile, I think. There's an occasional D6 for fights.
Yep, got all mine here. Oh, I rolled 18. What's that?
Sorry.
I think I can probably wing it from there. Cool. And I've got a double barrel Purdy, which is excellent.
No, oh, have you? Oh, is it double-sided character sheet? Oh, it is, isn't it?
Okay. I printed you a double-sided full-colour character sheet.
I know. Double sides a pain in the arse.
Flat Mouse says he's frankly unimpressed. I presume we've got some ammo for that, so it's good.
Yeah, when I'm doing characters, I don't usually worry about ammo. I mean, you've got the gun, you've probably got a reasonable quantity of ammunition for it.
You can have as much ammunition as you want.
That's how the gentry go, and let's face it, it's to lose, so...
Feel absolutely free to load yourself with shotgun ammo.
Yeah, this is not...
I've only got a Derringer.
Not my first rodeo, although I did get banned after the first one for taking a shotgun.
It keeps on still, doesn't it?
Damn sight easier to ride, I can tell you.
Okay.
Thank you, Roger.
They haven't got that much furniture in the room. Is she taking up floorboards, do you think?
Can he take up floorboards faster than the mouse could run?
An Autobot style.
No, Chris Cross from Ultravox.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Who wrote Vienna?
He's turned his volume off, finally.
But that's the enjoyable bit. Oh, well, I'll just take it from his recording afterwards.
She hasn't turned the camera around. I mean, surely one or the other. I'd accept a silent movie, but... Oh.
Yes, it occurs to me that the theme tune... Well, the original theme tune had its problems for reasons of taste. I've been using a thing from Incompetech, but what we really need is a third-party rip-off of Yakety Sax.
Hmm.
Just different enough not to trip copyright claim.
Oh, that looked like a mouse.
It did, didn't it?
Waving its fists and shouting, not furnished, you fascist.
Just seeing that it's got those blue gloves on, it just reminded me of Night Court, where there's a woman is suddenly about to give birth in the court, and they're like, oh my god, what are we going to do? What do we do? We haven't even got any gloves. And the extremely sleazy district attorney, played by John Larroquette, goes, oh, got those, opens his briefcase, pulls out some rubber gloves, and goes, now they're tax deductible.
Well, I know mice carry diseases and things, but, well, you can always wash your hands afterwards, can't you?
Except for the really nasty one, where if you've breathed, you've had it.
Well, wearing gloves isn't going to help you in that case, is it?
No, not at all. What's it called? Hex. Oh, I can't even bring the name to mind. But they had a big problem with it. It's particularly bad in places like Arizona, where it's very dry, and dust and feces and so on.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was a deep sigh.
Oh, hantavirus?
Hantavirus, that's the one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is nasty.
I think it was Arizona where I was saying, yeah, here we keep our deadly diseases in convenient, cute containers called ground squirrels. We have bubonic plague, we have hantavirus.
Yeah, but further across, of course, they've got leprosy and armadillos.
Mm. As if armadillos didn't have a hard enough time in a world with motor vehicles.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're the main cause of transmitting it to humans, apparently. And if you've any idea how hard it is to catch leprosy, it's because people eat
them.
Armadillos. I think that's, some sort of cosmic karma going on there.
Mm.
Of course, they do make musical instruments out of armadillos as well.
Probably not the same armadillos.
Once the meat's gone.
Yeah, could be.
You
only need the shell for
a
Chirango, I think it's called. Mm. They don't use armadillos now. I think it's illegal. Or at least you can't send them out the country if you use one. But yes, it's a kind of ukulele-related instrument, which is how I know about it.
Yeah. Of course it is.
And apparently they sound terrible.
Maybe that's also why
armadillo has died for this. And it's actually not that great a resonating chamber.
Human skull, so on.
Mm.
It's very, very small. You'd have to make sopranissimo, maybe. Or... Mm. Well, no, sopranino. Mm. Oh, the poor guy looks tired.
Yeah.
Let's warn him out.
I'm not surprised.
He
also looks like his lips are blue. I'm hoping that isn't genuine. Yeah. It's just an artifact.
I think it may be your camera. Strange.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've still got that pink and green line across the top, but it's only him for some reason.
Mm.
I find it weird that none of the rest of you can see that.
Have you got him flagged on some sort of security program?
Probably just shows up automatically.
Mm.
And another big sigh. You need to put your headset on, Nick.
Now he thinks we're all making huge breast symbols. Motorboating
like
expressions. No, I think he may have some issues, poor lad.
Mm. Quick ukulele concert while we're here.
Give you a chorus of Sing a Mucky Song, which I've been working on. Hey. Not today, I was too tired, but I was doing it yesterday. Which I now have for C and D tuned ukuleles.
Hefty.
Mm. I thought that when you were posting the the chords, and you said you can skip some of these.
No, I say that for most of the ones that are 1920 sheet music, because if they've got a dozen, they've got 20.
And they're weird things that are only technically chords.
Well, the other thing is that I didn't realise some chords have changed since the 20s. How does that work? But there are some that aren't called what they used to be called. They've altered the designation of what they are.
Oh, when it's sort of augmented fifth or diminished fifth or whatever, I suppose.
Yeah, I think C diminished, I think, is now C diminished 7, or the other way round. Because I couldn't find a C. I'm looking through, I can't find a C diminished. And then I found Chord Buddy online.
You're supposed to take the blue gloves off after you've handled the dead mouse.
Has he still got the blue? Is that what you see reflected in his glasses?
He's still got the blue gloves on, and he's just had a drink of his beer. Maybe he hasn't finished.
Probably an IPA.
I seem to recall he had it in his left hand.
He's left-handed.
And that was his right hand.
That was his right hand.
Has he got it flipped? Or...
No, because he was in the...
I mean, in the same picture.
Hopefully he had two blue gloves on. He took off the, muscovated one. Remember the words
Tesla.
Of the mouse.
Oh, it gives its name to the muscle.
Yeah. I enjoyed finding the link between that and homunculus.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what else did he do with culus? There's got to be more words you could derive that way.
There are some quite spectacular ones, if you dig back far enough. And then you get the ones that somewhere, usually around the 1700s, but occasionally medieval, somebody assumed that they were derived from a Latin word or a Greek word that seemed to have a similar sort of thing. So they started basing it on an extrapolation of that. Wrong. Just the idea that a word could actually sound like something else apparently hadn't crossed their mind. So there's a whole load of those which are a great deal of fun to dig into.
And Burgle. Which is not a root word at all. It was back formed from burglarize.
Yeah, you get that with the spelling of hiccup as hick off.
Mm.
Because it's the assumption that it must actually have developed from cough. It's related to cough, but it never was. So you'll see hiccough, and as I used to, imagine that it's an older spelling of hiccough, but it's not.
Certainly, it's like used more in older stuff. Sorry.
Yeah, in Dearest Creature in Creation, it uses the cough spelling.
Yeah, well, I'd seen it in books and things, and for years just assumed that's what it was. It was perhaps more, it was obsolete, archaic, because I love using those sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
I've also had a problem recently where my brain's been going a little bit, as you may have heard. And suddenly my autocorrect started spelling diagrams, double M-E-S at the end.
What?
And I was sitting there looking at it going, no, hang on. That's how I used to spell diagrams. Because diagram was like that, without an S. Just like gram. And then I started thinking, well, just a minute. Have I been spelling it like that recently, or have I changed over to the more modern way of doing it? And why did we change over anyway? Why is everybody doing grams without the double M-E-S ending these days? It's like app. People saying app when they mean software, program. Mm. It just seemed to suddenly happen, and nobody asked my opinion on it, which I think is terribly rude.
Yeah, well, I remember the lost stand of the British Billiards, so...
I still occasionally do that, but only if the fact that somebody's going to misunderstand the amount doesn't matter.
Yeah, I remember the billion. The real billion.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's nice and neat.
Big article. Well, it made more sense to me. I mean, logically, it just made more sense. I'm not going to argue with people about it, because I don't have a particular hill I want to die on at all, if it's all right to everybody. I may just avoid hills, if that's how dangerous they are.
No, you can have a nasty twist of your ankle or something. So.
That's certainly true.
Wonder what's happened to poor Nick.
Don't know. It's the fact that we can't hear any sound. It's kind of, he's not turning up on screen. It's kind of
great. Sorry, I was just about to say, well, it has gone awfully quiet, but then I've remembered now you said that, that that's a deliberate thing. Oh, my brain.
Mouse has got it. Jesus.
I was shadow.
Oh, shadow there. I wouldn't actually discount that as a possibility.
Mouse has grown, do we think? Has it consumed Nick and where's his skin?
This isn't an Aardman animation. This is, oh, then again. There was a thing in The Guardian today about the arguments over not using metric measurements in American recipes. And a lot of Americans have a great deal of trouble, apparently, accepting metric. But as they were saying, and as some of the Americans in there were saying, and it's perfectly reasonable, folks have a sentimental attachment to it. It's what they were used to doing. It's what their grandmother showed them and that kind of stuff. And that makes, you know, perfect sense. You can't really argue that it's a more sensible system because it kind of isn't anymore. The main problem with it is that you can't easily convert it. Because if you've got a cup of flour, you can't say, well, okay, so in that case, you have so many grams of flour, because then if you've got a cup of sugar, it's heavier.
And for that matter, there's a huge range of flour densities.
Well, exactly, yeah.
I was told by an American that they had tried to go out and get some kitchen scales, and everybody looked at them as if they were starting to set up a drug dealing business.
I can believe that, speaking as a man who spent at least a week trying to buy an electric kettle. It was some time ago. I believe things are easier now, but folks are like, we haven't got an electric... do you mean a tea kettle? Because they assumed I was using like a big pot. So once we got that far, I was going, yes, okay, tea kettle, good. And then they were trying to work out the electric part, because at that point, very few people made them.
No. And they have them on the hob as well.
Yeah,
well,
they do.
There's also
I was just going to say, later on I discovered, and this is years later, and I did get one, but years later I discovered there is actually a sensible reason again why they're not very common in America, and it's because they've got that completely crap mains electricity.
Yeah.
They take forever to boil.
You can't get enough power out of it without melting the wires.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, why we want to have kilovolt mains.
I'm not going to trust anything that says kill in the in the name there, Roger. You're as bad as that guy was seeing whether he could slice and toast a loaf of bread by putting it through an industrial laser cutter.
And could he?
Yes, but he then decided he was going to try and eat it. Well, he got this slice. Firstly, he starts off by saying, I'm going to use this loaf, which didn't come out right because it hasn't risen properly. So I was going to throw it away. But that's because it's flatter, so it will fit in. So he tries it, and the measurements aren't right. It still cuts like halfway in terms of depth. So eventually, he cuts that in half, so it's lower still, rather than rejig his calculations, which I thought was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently the light spread was getting too extreme, and it wasn't cutting properly. Gets it to work, and with comments like, oh my god, it smells like burnt toast, and smoke pouring off this thing as it cut through, it did do a perfectly neat slice, as you'd expect from a laser cutter. It looked like charcoal. He then buttered and ate it, or at least had a bite, and he said, what did he say? He said it was disgusting, but it was obviously going to be disgusting. It was jet black and had been on fire. Anyway, that video is on YouTube for anyone who wants to check it out. Can't remember how I found that one.
What do we think? Where are we going to see Nick again?
Would that be if you cut bread with a laser, does it toast, perhaps?
That might be it.
It looks like a rubbish loaf, at least.
Yes, that's probably the one. I can't comment on the quality of his laser, but it seemed to be doing the job. It's a far longer video than it has any need to be. I skipped quite a lot of it once I realised that it was several test runs that weren't working.
Do you think he'll ever come back?
I don't know. I mean, he's been pretty rough with this cough and
illness. Oh, Shadow.
Here he is.
Oh, there he is.
He's dressed as a Jedi, and he's ready for action. If action involves falling asleep at his keyboard.
Oh, of course, that's his dressing gown, isn't it?
Jedi robes.
Jedi robes.
Obi-Wan is particularly well known for his velour Jedi robes.
Jedi TM robes.
No, he's
off. He's off.
Oh, so near yet so far, goddammit.
I just think that, you know, he's been having a bit of a rough time recently.
He has, yeah. I feel like the rodent infestation is a bit unfair, you know.
The timing's not great, but on top of the mushroom farming, I agree that it's not really what he needs.
No.
What the hell Shauna thinks of this coming to the UK?
I think she's been in the UK for a while, but...
She's been here a while, you know.
One would hope she's got used to it by now.
What, sudden rodent infestations and mushroom farms? I don't know if it's normal. I mean, it doesn't happen to most people.
Yeah, these things didn't happen to me till I moved here.
Perhaps it's something about the South.
I'd never seen an electrician make a sanity check before. Or, well, what's the point, fail the sanity check?
I've seen a gas engineer do it. that was when he moved. After saying, oh, I haven't seen one of these since I was an apprentice. And I'm looking at him thinking, I'm surprised you're still working at your age, so that's not good. And he said, yeah, I can't do anything with this. They're extremely dangerous. But as long as you've got plenty of airflow, you'll probably be all right. And I said, yeah, because we moved in and we found that the guy who lived here before, who died, incidentally, which is how we were able to buy this house, had nailed lino over all of the vents in the house because apparently he got drafts through. So you'd recommend taking those off, would you? Oh, Christ, yes.
Did I tell you about the time one of my bosses got me to help see if a malfunctioning library resensitizer could be salvaged?
Sorry, a library what?
Resensitizer.
Hello.
What?
Hello, Nick.
No, hello.
I'll tell you about that some other time. Nick, you've triumphed.
That was a bit traumatic.
Yeah, it sounded it.
Yeah, it didn't sound great.
You're right.
It was three mice.
Could they
have still one?
well, yeah, I got one of them. I got them all alive. No thanks to Danny, who was Team's best to murderise them. No, that will be the 11th mouse we've had this week.
It has been pointed out that you have two cats.
You have two cats.
Well, seven of them have been dead. Danny killed two.
Right.
The cats killed five or something. Those three, four, were not there. Well, we just had three, didn't we? And they were not dead. I don't know why we have a lot of mice all of a sudden.
Because it's that time of year.
Are you listed on Airbnb for mice?
I think next door is derelict, and I think, I think he's been in and either put poison down or just been disturbing things that man was not meant to disturb, and so there's been a bit of a mouse.
Mushrooms and the mice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I've thrown them all across to our other neighbour who likes mice.
Mice have
a non-terminal thermal velocity.
They're not going to be homing mice.
They travel half a mile or more.
We found their nest and got rid of it, because it's in the sofa.
I was right. I was correct.
So we cut the bottom off the sofa and disinfected it. And,
where did you get the sofa?
We've had it for years. It's not, it's not a new sofa.
And they've moved in, basically.
There's quite a lot of pee, but not a lot of shit. I think they're new.
There's always a lot of pee.
We've had the odd mouse in the last year, maybe two. In the last week, we've had 11, all round the house. And Shauna is not especially quite rightly, so she's not especially keen on mine, so it's,
Yeah, you
want to
put
note
through their door.
Yes, I'm unfamiliar with these late 50s sitcoms of which you speak.
I've looked into lots of art, but really the best control is having two cats and a dog in the house, as far as I can tell.
Yes, it is.
Poison, one is dangerous, not particularly nice, and it's not that reliable. I was looking for some oral contraception, that's what they do with wildlife, and they do it in California, but... and it does make sense to me, but can't get it here.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, it's mostly the warfarin overdose.
So the only other thing is to make sure that there's no way they can gain any foodstuffs anywhere.
The problem in a house like this, I've been looking into it, anywhere where you can fit a pencil, you can fit a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
And I just found that because...
There are 16 pencils under you,
sir. Shauna's got this little metal kind of pen sheath, for want of a better term, that's about that much diameter, and the mouse just got into it, which is how I got mouse number two, because I picked that up.
I'm not sure the oral contraceptive would be easy to administer, though. I mean, what do you do? Put a little condom over the lips?
It works quite well for controlling wildlife. Mm-hmm. Danny's been interested in that sofa for a day or
so. So that's how long they've been there?
Trust their instincts, you see.
Well, they've been very good as alarms and occasionally murderizers. Danny doesn't, so he doesn't piss about. He just picks them up and kills them. Cats don't do that.
No, cats play with them.
Danny is Nick's stepson, for anyone listening.
Yes. Oh, I could have done without that with my energy level. Sorry.
I'm distinctly tempted to have a long intro for this episode. Rather than just start at the start of the game.
Just see if anyone gets to this point as we say, okay, so should we just pick it up from here next week?
I have downloaded a form-fillable character sheet.
We have actually got some pre-gens if you would like to save yourself the effort.
But I want my erogenous thing.
We can change the name.
I wouldn't feel like mine.
There's a fake occultist who's terribly sickly. That sounds very much...
No, he's not sickly. No, he's a fine figure of a man. I'll crack on with making a character.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shauna. Everyone says
thank you. Oh, thank you. I'm allergic to trauma.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Very reasonable.
Yeah.
It was, I can lift the sofa and move the bookcase as well. Bloody
yeah, it's the time of year for mice, though. We had them in work last Monday.
I'd expect the odd one in a house like that, 11 in 4 days.
It's not a good time of year for them, though. We've already got cross guns and Easter eggs. I can't tackle mice on top of that.
That's a whole letter, you're right.
When I was working at Demon, there was a mouse incursion, and we discovered that at least these mice would go for the high-speed 100 meg Ethernet over the 10 meg Ethernet. Maybe it was different installation of the cables, I don't know, but they would go for it preferentially.
That's typical, of course, bloody mice.
Now, if you really want to have trouble with your cables, you want some rats.
We've got those at work as well.
Thankfully, there's been neither hide nor hair nor tail of a rat.
I don't think they coexist particularly.
Oh, good, we got rid of them.
They do in old farmhouses.
Oh, okay.
I shall be a journalist author. There we go.
Excellent. Are you sticking with the name? Because I don't particularly need your statistics at this point.
Of course, I'm sticking with the Professor E. Zane.
Okay. I will change my name on there then.
And roughly what age is the Professor?
I'd be early 30s.
Timeless.
30s. Cool. Tina, who's your character?
Alberta Cook.
Okay, and what can you tell me about Alberta Cook?
She was born in Singapore,
mm-hmm.
apparently. She is accepted by society.
Mm-hmm.
Because people have no idea where I come from.
Yep.
And I have, I basically have a small merchant shipping empire.
Ah.
The reason I have a very low con is because I had fevers when I was younger.
You know, when you add when you add empire to your holdings at the end there, it inevitably doesn't sound so small. A small merchant warehouse, a small merchant
empire.
Small merchant shipping empire.
And what sort of age bracket is Alberta in?
Well, apparently she's 37.
Is she 37?
Yeah, why not?
Cool, okay. And John?
Yes, I've gone for Benjamin Howarth, landed gentry. He's supposed to be 23, and I think I had trouble with that last time, because I can't even remember what it's like to be 23. So if it's not going to make any other difference, I'm going to make him 40. So I can play a younger character.
A fine age, a noble age.
Well, it's the point just before you give up hope, because it hasn't quite sunk in yet. There's still a shred of optimism about the future, because you don't realise there actually isn't one.
Really?
How old are you again, Shin?
70.
17. I do remember some of my 40s. Terrible decade, really. I was always expecting the 40s to be very good, but then you get, you know, diagnosed with this and treated for that. And there's all the other things that happen.
Mm-hmm. We met in your 40s.
Don't tell it. Just doing it wider. Yeah, nothing that I can remember that was... I'm sure something will come to mind.
The Reverend Frederick Spencer is in his late 50s, retired vicar. I remember hearing about the Battle of Waterloo, you know.
Mm. Excellent.
Muscular, nimble, and magnetic.
I was going to say, my impression from that character sheet was, is it muscular Christianity? Is that the...
Well, I mean, he's muscular and he's a Christian, so...
Yeah.
I like the notion of him being magnetic.
Yeah. Is Powell still, like, force of personality, or is that charisma?
Charisma is mostly that.
Okay, good. Then that's my jump step.
Yeah,
I'm awkward with a charisma of 7, so that's...
Powell does feed into your starting sand and willpower, though.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, my power's shit.
Don't worry. Apparently I'm indomitable.
What?
There's no size, is there?
No.
Potentially important question. What is Benjamin's social standing? How far up the landed gentry ladder is he?
Oh, well, lives in Chelsea, born in Hampshire. I don't know, really. I mean, he's got a couple of purdies. He's probably not massively far up.
Yeah. Is he titled?
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
But he might just assume he's, you know, welcome everywhere. He has, after all, got a charisma of 7 and is rather awkward.
Yeah. Now, just for interactions with, you know, other people. So, you are all people who have previously dealt... with some collaboration between you, how much is up to you. But in your various capacities, you have been involved in at least one mysterious incident that was resolved in a discreet way to the relief of certain persons of social standing. Maybe as a result of that, your name has been quietly passed to other people who were finding themselves in slightly strange sorts of distress, and they got to hear about it and quietly asked for your advice on a few things. So how much experience you have in these, these resolving matters for people is entirely up to you. But you are the sort of people who would be invited to assist with a matter requiring discretion. And indeed that is what happens, because Friday the 1st of June 1866 one of you, and you may choose who, at least one of you receives a telegram which you will find noted under handout one, telegram.
Not me then, because I can't see handout one.
Yeah.
Shall I?
Please.
From Ancaster Station. Please come Ancaster at once. Distressing occurrence. Stop. Your experience recommended. Your expertise recommended. Stop. Discretion essential. Stop. Valeria Phipps.
And you say we've worked for her before?
Not for her specifically.
Oh, okay.
No, you have at least some degree of very low-key reputation for being the sort of people who can deal with things.
If I were to roll some social etiquette, might I perhaps know who that person is?
That would be an extremely sensible thing, yes.
And I could indeed roll a double zero.
Excellent.
Get it out of the way now, Roger.
Phipps.
That's a parasite of roses, isn't it?
Possibly. There's various Phippses. You're sort of getting yourself in tangle a bit. Who's our occultist? Is someone the occultist?
No, we don't have one.
I'll be an occultist.
I'll just assume.
I'll be a cult knowledge.
It's Roger.
I know a bit.
Okay. Yeah, well,
I know half of what there is to know about the occult.
Excellent. So anyone is welcome to look up Ancaster, or remember Ancaster.
Will Bond be important in this, or shall I skip over those?
You can do it later.
Yeah, because we know that if you do anything with Bonds, it'll be a Sean Connery impression.
Mm. Well, I'm shocked.
Yeah, you're welcome to have Bonds, but you are not expecting to draw on them mechanically. Anyone is welcome to roll a cult.
Nope.
Anyone is welcome to grab one of the reference books you may have lying around.
Oh, that's more like it.
Up. Yes, 39 against an occult of 40.
Excellent.
Yep, normal pass here.
I'm not quite sure where you got me. I've got no occult whatsoever.
Mm. You don't necessarily need a occult. After a bit for Roger, perhaps, and for the Reverend, and certainly Benjamin, the name vaguely rings a bell. It's Lady Phipps. You recall. One of those people sort of has the appropriate genteel passing interest in spiritualism, not a fanatical anything in particular, but dabbles in the way ladies of a certain class might be expected to.
When they're bored, because they've got nothing else to do.
Yeah, married to a baronet.
I'm going to be a spiritualist.
Ashby Phipps. Yeah. Ashby Phipps, somewhere in Lincolnshire.
To the Bradshaw.
Bradshaw will quickly reveal. Ancaster is a quiet village in Lincolnshire. And that's the Phippses are fairly prominent local gentry. Got a place called Ladywell Hall down there.
I bet she is.
How much do you read the papers, would you say?
I read a lot of the society papers in case anyone might need a spiritualist. So I mainly focus on that. Nothing of foreign nature, unless it makes me sound clever.
Check the obituaries, of course, to see who you can pretend to be in touch with.
Yes. That was the exact question I was about to ask. In which case, have I put that in the handouts?
A reprehensible human being, Professor. Really.
I have not put that in the handouts. Speaking of reprehensible human beings.
Your opinion.
So, I will find...
50% reassure.
Nick,
come on,
I've added a new handout called Obituary.
Very well. I shall...
Which you recall now glancing at and...
Bloody hell, a lot of handouts.
There's a few, yeah.
There was only one, apparently.
O for obituary.
Death of Sir Ashby Phipps. The death is announced of Sir Ashby Phipps, who expired at his seat, Ladywell Hall, Ancaster, Lincolnshire, on Monday the 28th, instead of the...
No, 28th inst.
Instar. The 28th instar. Was he a moth? What? In the 53rd...
I must say, you're finding this man's death absolutely hilarious.
Oh, absolutely.
Very poor taste.
In the 53rd year of his age, Sir Ashby, who was born in 1814, was the son of Sir Joshua Phipps and succeeded his uncle in... Sorry, that was not... that was a genuine cough. Succeeded his uncle in 1837. The deceased was well-liked by his tenants and neighbours. A dutiful husband, he was... That's bad copy. He was well-liked by a dutiful husband and a faithful friend. He was well-liked by his tenants, neighbours, a dutiful husband and a faithful friend. I don't know who they are. He is survived by his widow, Valeria, and their son, Chumley, who succeeds to the baronetcy. The early version of baronetcy.
You too can claim that your great-great-granddad lent money to James I to bash the Irish. Or was it James II? I can't remember.
They all blur into one, don't they?
Yes. In the first, I think, because he was right after Cromo. Well, after Charles II. Right. Mm-hmm. I'll dive back to my studies. Mm. After reading this out over tea and biscuits. Yes, I've heard of the chap, remember? I'll dig out the obit.
And indeed, feel free to grab handout 2 Ancaster map.
Ooh, maps of everything.
Any two of these you don't already have, I say charm. Don't mind if I do. Charm and reassure.
It's a small place.
On a Wednesday.
Okay.
It's a small place. A tuppenny-ankly place.
For your reference, Nick, I already have a lot of interpersonal skills. So, you know, we may split up.
Yeah, maybe not as personal.
We may wrestle each other to death.
Yeah. No, maybe... Do I need
sorry, is this going to be like a women in love sort of wrestle to death? Or...
now, I'm wondering whether I need a detailed knowledge of law or science. Probably law.
You've got to stay on the right side of it.
L-A-W or L-O-R-E?
L-A-W. Right, I'm nearly done.
So, you have received this telegram and you know a little about the place. Are there any questions you would like to ask?
Does anyone have the mechanical neck skill? Because I notice I've got none of it and it's sometimes helpful. No. We've got
no
mechanical knackers. Right.
No.
Oh, I thought you said mechanical neck. I thought we were playing steampunk.
No, brass neck I can accept we've got, but a mechanical neck, no.
No.
Sorry, you don't have to.
Unlikely to.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
The chaps. I'm just going to read the telegram. What's the telegram? Sorry, because I missed that bit.
Yep.
What's handout number
3? Handout 1.
Oh, how convenient. Now we know a bit more about Phipps. Phipps was in Northamptonshire. And he built a whole block of flats to prevent himself from going to hell. So they called it the Phipps Fire Escape. That's all I remember about Phipps.
That was a cousin.
Well, that would be a distant relative at this point, I guess. Do we know anything about Phipps otherwise? Like, was he... Now we've got his obits. Are there any more detailed obituaries in some of the broadsheets or anything like that? A bit more about his life?
That's pretty much what you're going to get in the obituary.
Looking who's who.
Have a quick look, what you might know about...
Because there's nothing about what he did or who he was.
No, That seems to be roughly appropriate for obituaries of the time, from what I can tell.
He's a baron of... The baron of...
Baronet.
Baronet of Ancaster. All right, well, he must be in Who's Who if he's not, if he's a noble.
Yeah, what sort of information do you want?
A biography. Biographical stretch of some kind.
Yeah, I mean, you've got his date of birth and death. That's the main details and succession. He's not particularly notable is the main thing you're getting about him. He's not really done very much.
What Who's Who would tell you is schools, government or military career, maybe any career outside that, but maybe not. Clubs, most importantly.
Clubs, okay. Clubs would have had a London club, which he essentially never visited.
Okay.
The main one was the Commonwealth Club in Lincoln. A certain amount of hunting, shooting and fishing, but not the sorts that, not to the degree that gets you noted in any particular way. Patron of the Lincoln Historical Society, did the expected stuff with, opening, bazaars and that sort of thing. Doesn't have had any interest in politics. Very much
not a very interesting man.
Not a terribly interesting man.
And did he write anything?
That sort of thing.
Any written work by the gentleman?
No. Right. Doesn't seem to have been a particular... Yeah, he's quite a country gentleman, honestly.
Not so much who's who, as why's why.
Yeah. Seems to have been fairly recognised as a decent sort.
Adulterer, was he? Yeah.
He's not someone who's appearing, complaints. You're not going to dig up any, legal cases about his actions or anything like that.
Covers his tracks well. Careful,
probably. Yeah. Banks with coats.
Of course he does.
And
I'll let anyone in nowadays.
Yeah, and obviously with Lincoln, Smith, Ellison & Co. of Lincoln. Yeah.
He doesn't bank with whores, then?
No. He's not very interesting. There's not very much about him. He's not in the house. He's not dabbled in politics or law. He's just sort of got on with managing the estate. might have been an absolute life and soul of the party, but that's not in there.
He's not even that anymore.
No, he's certainly not the life of anything. Soul, who knows?
Okay, well, yes. So, does that give us any...
Not really.
Anything useful, really?
Didn't get us any further at all, did it? Right. 10 times. This character generation is much simpler, though. I'll give you that. Mm. I'm nearly done.
So how did he die? Just...
Where would you like to look to find out?
Can we find an obituary?
You've already seen the obituary.
That's it. No, I mean, as it doesn't give any more detail.
No.
Right, okay.
He died.
He died. Oh well. When was the funeral?
The funeral... I'll try and put that down somewhere.
Can I ask a rules question, sorry?
Yes.
What's the difference between a current score in a skill and a base rating?
Normally that only applies to things like willpower that get expended.
That makes sense.
That doesn't make a lot of sense in the context of this.
The numbers that are on your template are the numbers you actually get, because they include the base rating. But when you're using your skill picks to add 20 to them, then you add to whatever you have already.
Right, isn't that functionally identical?
I don't think the base rating is very relevant when you're using
a generator.
It
makes a lot of sense to me.
I think it's only really relevant if you're doing it manually.
Well, I am kind of doing it manually.
Yeah, so you look at your sheet and it gives you these skill numbers.
Yeah.
Those are the numbers you have in that skill. When you look at the template.
Yes. Oh, I see. Wait, okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I've got you. Yeah. I've caught up. Okay. Yep. Yep. All right. Carry on as you were.
Funeral is scheduled for Monday, the 4th of June. You can plausibly guess, maybe in the hopes that, Chumley will return from wherever he is.
I'll pack up morning and just in case we're there for a long time, the three-quarter morning.
Why am I some... What? Where is this coming from? Sorry, I'm suddenly getting enormous amounts of pings from Discord, which is someone spamming something. Okay. Right. Yes. What else would you like to know?
Okay, so we could get to the funeral and then talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what they'd be expecting us to do.
Yeah, I suppose you're not to do that.
Have we got a particular tack?
Well, we don't know.
Not until we know what the problem is.
No, mm-hmm. We don't know what the problem is, do we? So.
Yeah, you might, and I hesitate to railroad, but you might want to go and talk to the lady who's asked you to do something to find out what she would like you to do.
Yeah, I would lean in that direction rather than going straight to the funeral, because it might be a bit inappropriate, perhaps.
Yeah.
I never know, really, what you're supposed to do at funerals. I mean, it's always a damn awkward situation, isn't it?
No.
You stand there, you know, holding your purdy, and people just give you looks.
When people ask you why, you say, just in case.
Just in case the bugger sits up.
The good people that have paid for a funeral, and the funeral's what they're going to get.
Yes, let's go. Well, presumably, this one's going to be at the funeral, so we should go after that, should we?
Well,
it's currently the first...
Well, let's start off straight away. We can always
consume
the foods that aren't appropriate to consume for the family during mourning.
Right, well, I'll just take a small bag.
So, where do we find this lady, what's-her-face, who wants us to do this?
Well, she's in Ancaster. She says, please come Ancaster at once.
Presumably at the hall.
So probably Ancaster, yeah.
Okay.
It's easy enough to get there from Granton or Boston by train or carriage. Mm-hmm. If you're coming from any of the major cities, wherever you may be, you can arrive the same evening if you want.
Well, I live in Chelsea, so I don't think I'll have too much of a problem.
Yeah.
Even if Chelsea isn't quite as close today, it should still be connected.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, this is actually quite early. When did you say it was? 1866?
1866, yeah.
Isn't that pre-Gaslight?
Yes, Gaslight was 18.
They didn't have a gas mantle until the 1890s, but they did have gas light before then.
Mm.
But I can't remember exactly when it came in. Anyway, have we been gaslit about this?
Maybe.
All right. Yes. Well, I'll head off and then meet up with everybody at the station or wherever.
Mm. Yeah, you can do so. You obtain a reasonably comfortable carriage and begin the journey up to Lincolnshire.
Train.
I meant a train carriage. Yes.
Yeah.
Is writing art writing in this?
Yeah,
as in thou art writing?
do you mean composing literature. I was briefly confused because we were playing Woofrup. literacy is assumed.
Read, write English.
Yeah, literacy is assumed.
But I want to be some skills at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Art writing would do it.
Yeah.
It starts at zero, though. That seems hard.
Languages come under foreign language.
Okay. All right.
Rev, you've got preposterous amounts of social etiquette, as I recall.
I have.
Yeah.
So have I, actually. I've got 80.
Those of you with preposterous amounts of social etiquette, you may roll if you wish. You don't have to, but you might get a tick out of it.
26, yeah.
Yeah.
Passed by 40 is a especially good one.
But really?
Criticals and failures are doubles.
Well, this is an especially good one, then.
Mm-hmm. So the family's going to be in mourning. You're well aware. You're not going to be asked to stay. You need to either stay
somewhere
with friends or stay in the inn. You can telegraph ahead if you want.
The town is between the station and the hall, isn't it? So.
Yes. Easy enough. You can easily do that. Do you have any particular preference?
Ask at the station for the options to stay in town.
There is a railway hotel, apparently.
There is a railway hotel.
That's probably... I was going to say rat infested. That, sorry, Nick. Too soon?
I assume you pack all the stuff you would need to stay at an inn if you wish to do so.
Yes, well, nobody's going to expect me to have the full fig, are they?
Yeah. Either of you two particularly high social status?
Which two are you asking? Sorry.
Benjamin and the Rev?
Not nobility, but hangs around in that sort of circle sometimes.
Yeah. Your resources skill.
I'm presuming that I'm sort of the sort of person they accept into the circles begrudgingly because he's got some cash. Or his dad had some cash, I don't know.
Yeah, so there's, I'm just trying to work
he's
out
got land.
Who would know. Yeah, yeah. Rev, you might know the local clergy, given your
possibly
social situation and standing. So potentially you could, lean on them for a place to stay if you wished.
Yes, but if the railway hotel could put me up, I would rather do that.
Yeah, very fair. Okay, you arrive in Ancaster that evening.
Right. I presume they do food and so on here, so or if not, we'll find somewhere that does.
Yep.
Get washed and brushed up, sorted out, and I suppose eventually end up in a bar somewhere where we can relax a little and discuss what's happening.
Oh, of course. Yes. Obviously, there is the bar of the station hotel.
That would no doubt be fine. I'm sure they've got a corner or a cubby or a little room or something.
Yeah. They probably have a private room you could use if, Alberta might be more comfortable, private room rather than
in the bar.
I think you mean the other guests would be more comfortable if the woman was out of sight rather than enjoying herself and acting like a real person.
Can I ask, I'd like a bond with, occultism, spiritualism.
Yeah.
Would that be, occult society or something?
Yeah.
That would be a community bond, yeah.
Community bonds, yeah.
Cool, okay.
You can choose whatever group or, movement you think is most relevant.
Well, I want sort of general, to be honest, I don't want to mess with these actual occult circles. I just want to be known
Registered
as
mainly by people who don't. What I really want is people who don't know very much about occultism.
I think spiritualist circles.
Might I suggest putting a card in the window of the local tobacconists?
the feeling I'm getting here is the super vet of the occult world.
Exactly. The one that everyone's heard of. But people who actually know something about it are, that's pretty much it.
I think community bond with, spiritual circles sounds very appropriate.
Oh, that's put me right off my character.
Okay. Yep. So, yeah, it, you know, there are people, various people, you know, having a quiet drink in the bar. You can get a private room to yourselves to mull over the situation.
Yes, I think brandy and cigars are called for.
Yeah, of course. I'm for the gentleman.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pint of cream sherry and a Guinness chaser for the lady.
Yeah. A perfectly
have a whiskey, please.
Of course, madam.
Thank you.
Scottish or Irish?
Scottish, please. Straight. Single malt.
Yes, madam. Yeah, you just need
having a drop of water.
Maybe.
That's
right, yeah.
Yeah, it'll bring you a perfectly decent, you know, not top shelf, but perfectly decent, you know, to pour reasonably generously. Obviously brandy and, Turkish cigars acceptable, sir?
Turkish? Don't know about Turkish cigars.
Well,
I could go to, I mean, there is Turkish tobacco, so,
yeah. Yes. Glass of Kia.
Just, you know, whatever.
I can't remember out of character what the other type of cigars is he normally gets.
Well, we won't have Cuban ones at this point, will we? Would imagine.
Exactly. So, pipes are variously packed.
Yes, indeed. You know, a selection of indulgences is provided. Not for the Rev, obviously.
Well, I would imagine he's retired anyway.
It would be theologically inappropriate.
No. You're thinking of Americans. Sure,
providing
or
indulgences.
Possibly Catholics.
Yes.
As opposed to selling them, you understand?
Yes.
There's no money involved.
You're provided with all the things you wish for, and of course, I assume you secure yourself a map or similar.
Well, I have seen a map. So, does anybody have any more information than I do as to what we're here for?
Nope. I don't even know why we're here.
Well, that's the sort of thing I was hoping to glean.
We have to go and see. Lady, what's the face?
You've not heard anything extra, Prof?
Couldn't find anything.
Do we want to send a message to let her know we're here?
I think let's just get there and... Yes, yeah.
Well, we should probably announce before, but maybe in the morning.
Send a card just to let her know that we're here. No, the card can arrive now this evening.
Yeah,
so
we can have put on the old tea and biscuits before we get there.
And then she can let us know what time she would like to receive us in the morning.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, the hotel will certainly have, you know, a lad they can send.
Excellent.
Well, I think if it's going to be a quiet night, don't take that for granted, of course, we can't really find anything out immediately because we know so little about why we're here. So if we do get through the night, then I would just go breakfast and then a walk around the local area to get an idea of the lay of land and then come back and wait for the sort of invitation, really.
Well, you gentlemen could go through to the public bar. I'm quite happy staying here.
No. Wouldn't dream of it. To be honest, don't tend to feel comfortable in those places. I always end up the centre of attention. Feels that way, anyway. People are so... Well, they stare. Have you noticed?
Well, they would if I walked in, yes.
Well, I mean, yes, okay, you are, what's the word?
Female.
Yes, and I suppose I'm not. I don't know. I find it's like loutish behaviour. It's gone very quiet. You see, that in itself is all. That was all the time.
Sorry, dear boy, I'm finishing myself off.
Sorry, just finishing my doctorate, I'll be right with you.
there is, of course, obviously there are staff who might be expected to know a certain amount of what's going on, if you wish to question any of them. Some kind of option.
I think I'm more likely to slide into the public bar and see what I can listen to.
Mm-hmm. How ecclesiastical do you look, by the way?
Slightly. I mean, I'm clearly not here to do something, but I am recognisable as a priest.
You're wearing a collar, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, you have to hand those in when you retired.
I'm retired from vicaring, not from priesting.
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought it was a bit like the police, where you have to, you know, hand in your warrant card. And...
Yeah. Obviously, you know, with your magnetic personality...
Don't have to report to anybody anymore.
Really?
Off the books.
Really, he says, looking upwards.
You know, obviously... This is the sort of place where that travellers are going through, but you know, there's still a certain number of inquiring glances. You get some respectful nods as people note the collar,
look like someone who's just had a hard and dirty train journey.
Yeah,
and not object to a pint of beer.
Yeah, well, indeed, someone who looks like a businessman of some sort will. Sort of gesture in a "why don't you take a seat at my table" sort of way.
Oh, most kind.
Yeah, would you care for something to wet your whistle, Reverend?
Oh, that does fair parts of the old throat. That's kind.
It's the coal dust, you know. He will wave over someone there. What's your pleasure?
Oh, just whatever ale they have.
Yeah, yes.
So don't answer him, Reverend. It's a trap.
a pint is swiftly brought to you. So what brings you to these parts? Are you down for the funeral?
Well, retired these days, you know, but. Did hear one or two odd things. That's interesting. A bit of a run business, I gather, very sudden.
Some sort of apoplexy or something carried the chap off, from what I heard. It's, haven't had any dealings with him myself, of course, but, you know, seems to have been fairly well liked. That's why there's a few glum faces around here, you know. I think they've had a bit of a cushy time.
Well, I suppose the young lad doesn't really know how things are done yet.
No, I'll need to. He's off doing the tour, as far as I know. So.
All done.
Mm-hmm. He was all, you know, I visit in these parts, you know, now and again, and do a bit of business. Seems to have been very involved in, you know, all the charities and, you know, patronising this and opening that and...
Many a local squire doesn't have a sense of what's part of the position.
You know, you've got to keep people happy, you know. It's the done thing, isn't it, you know. So that's a bit of a loss for the folks here, I suppose. Not it's really any of my business.
Well, indeed. I mean, we're just visitors here. Oh, you seem to have run short, let me.
Oh, thank you. But, of course, it's always a shame to lose, you know, one of the good ones, isn't it?
Indeed,
I suppose from your point of view, we haven't lost him, have we, Reverend?
Well, he's lost to us, at least. So.
Oh, yeah, yes, indeed. I think probably a fair few folks coming over for the funeral. But I heard that lad of his is over in Greece or somewhere like that. Can't imagine they'll be able to... I mean, even with telegrams, you know, he's not going to make that journey back in time, is he?
It seems unlikely, at least.
Mm. So it comes to gallivanting off to foreign parts, you know. Troublesome. Have you been in Lancaster before?
No, not a stranger in the area.
It's a nice place, very quiet. I'm mostly up in Lincoln myself, but, you know.
They live in Kent these days.
Oh, nice parts of the world, nice parts of the world. Not that I've been myself, but my wife's people. They've got some family down there.
Nice quiet village, but yeah, they have their share of problems, doesn't everyone?
Oh, quiet places, I think, have more of them than most places, to be honest. Or at least they show up more. They get lost in the noise in town. If you need to know anything about these places, I wouldn't say I'm your man, but I mean, I can give you a pointer or two.
Anything? I mean, it looks like a lot of small towns, large villages.
Pretty much.
What stands out?
Well, it's mostly precisely that, to be honest. I think this is a sort of Roman place. They talk about, you know, coins and that sort of thing.
Oh, they've got the Castle name, of course.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, there was a fate a few days ago, of course, but, you missed that. That's a shame. That's always brightens the place up a bit. And, I mean, otherwise, it's, you know, there's a bit of scenery if you fancy that sort of thing. You get folks come in and take in a few photos. Some of it's a bit gloomy, you know, marshes. And, you have to be careful if you go out wandering. That's what I'd say. If the weather turns, just watch where you're going. There's still some treacherous places around here, even after the draining. Thank you, Nick.
Well, bear that in mind. Wet plate is happening at this point, Nick.
Sorry, what?
You seemed concerned by the mention of photos. Wet plate process is in use.
No, I was upset at the mention of a depressing marsh.
Okay. entirely unsuspicious, I assure you.
What's the talent like in this pub? What's the name of the pub?
It's the Railway Inn, I think you're staying at.
Oh, yeah.
Railway Hotel Street.
Railway Hotel.
Anyone worth talking to?
What's your target market?
Young attractive female or elderly rich-looking spinster.
In this bar?
Yeah.
This is why you're not really making much.
Sit on the ground, I'll tell you that.
What about any of the bar pubmans?
Again, tending to be, slightly rotund males.
Let's spin a tale of the ghost of the Railway Inn. That I read about.
Go on then, give me a
spin.
Is
anyone here of the tale of the headless milkman who haunts these parts? I remember reading of it once back in India. I don't know why I was in India. What kind of role would that be? Trying to charm their balls off.
And this milkman, and the amazing thing was, he didn't have a head.
I'm happy for you to do regaling people with ghost stories off an occult role.
Or charm. Actually, they're both pretty good. Let's go occult. But bear in mind, I've got a charm of 8.
Yep. There's no one specific at the moment that you're trying to entice, so.
You've blown it, haven't you?
92.
Is anyone listening?
It's...
Anyone heard of it?
They're not blanking you completely, but they're sort of polite nodding rather than the...
And then a cry of bollocks from the back.
it's not landing as you hoped.
Tough crowd.
A couple of points of them, your best.
To be honest, it's the Railway Hotel. This isn't a community sort of place.
Yeah,
it tends to go across better in places where everyone knows each other, they egg each other on a bit.
See, these are carnies, losers, idiots.
Carnies.
Probably not carnies as such.
Check the hands. But,
circus folks.
Yeah. A message comes back address.
Oh, thank God. I'll read it out to the group.
You can't because it's not written down. Address to whichever of you put your name to the message.
Whoever got the telegram will send their card and the note saying that they and their companions have arrived.
Should we say Mr. Howard?
I thought the Reverend.
I thought it was the Reverend was the one who got.
If there was any cards being handed out, I would have handed out my cards.
This
was literally just sending the message.
Yeah,
to the
but I would have slipped my card in.
Nick, don't really think we need to put one in that says, you know, reply with this code for 10% off your first reading.
Simon, the better call sort of is actually. I've got actually my bonds. I've got a bond of 10 in spiritual circles, and I've got a 1 with actual occultism.
Excellent. Yes, like it. You get a message brought back. It says, greatly appreciate your coming. You're welcome to call either tonight or in the morning at your convenience.
Well, we could go over tonight. How far is it?
We have had a bit of a journey and everything. Wouldn't it be... Plus, today, of course, was the funeral, wasn't it?
No, the 4th is the funeral.
Monday is the funeral.
What time is it? Is it reasonably early?
If you've dined... I mean, it'll be before 8 still.
Yeah, it just seems to be getting on a little bit to head out somewhere and then head back. I mean...
People do still tend to go to bed fairly early in the country at this point.
I think probably maybe
we'll go in the morning.
You can probably
you can probably reasonably interpret it as she's not going to turn you down if you show up.
So we'll aim for kedgeree and kippers and porridge and toast and all that in the morning.
Just the basics.
Endless supply of tea and newspapers. I suppose they're a day late, are they? I don't know.
They might
come up on the train.
We might get the late edition.
We probably got that before we got here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's always carry on with me. Right. Well.
You've got the evening standard coming up first thing in the morning.
I'll knock back my nightcap.
Actually, that might come up with a night mail.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, whenever you wake, if you have requested, there will be, copies of yesterday's evening paper.
Oh, lovely.
Available. And, of course, an ample repast of, whatever fairly standard British foods you would care for at this time.
Are we in black pudding country? Where are we?
All of our foreign listeners are just grimacing at that thought, but yeah.
Well, there'll be bacon, there'll be sausages, there'll be what pudding, there'll be mushrooms, there'll be freshly baked bread, decent butter, full fat milk.
Kippers.
Tea, kippers, porridge.
Not a croissant in sight.
Not a croissant in sight.
I think kedgeree is probably on request.
I don't think common it would in the 60s.
1860.
Probably,
I don't know what.
I mean, curry's made over, isn't
kippers
it?
Kippers is fine.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm not going to quibble and derail an adventure for the sake of some smoked haddock, chopped egg, rice,
and curry. Curry powder.
They could scramble an egg in the 1860s, couldn't they? Or was that not the dumb thing?
Ideally, it was chopped, hard boiled chopped egg.
Boiled chopped, yum yum, with a bit of butter. Mm-mm. And pepper.
Am I allowed to do soldier thing? Then?
No.
Could have played the military character if you'd wanted to. He could have had them all up in the proper ranks and everything, and then set up a battle on the tabletop.
I say, Napoleon. I said, when was Waterloo? That wasn't that long ago, was it?
1815, 1814.
Okay.
If you want something recent, it was the American Civil War.
Yes, lots of opportunity for ghost stories.
Machine guns, trench warfare. Thank goodness people have learned their lesson and won't go for that again.
Yeah, that's the end of
it. Yeah, they won't do that again, will they?
You might call it the war to end all wars.
Absolute madness, yeah.
No, I wouldn't call it that. Okay, let's head on to the country house.
Yeah, you arrive at a respectable time in the morning.
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, 10 o'clock, I would have
heard. Ten-ish?
On the dot.
Probably ten-ish.
Ten-ish? Haven't even got a back in, sorry.
So, for those who want it, there is Image Ladywell Hall.
Available. John, can you send me the link?
Hello.
I can see these.
I think I can show it to you.
Well, can you... John, can you just WhatsApp it me? Is there any way of doing that, or email it me?
Right.
Oh, there we go.
How do I WhatsApp something from the computer?
You don't.
No,
don't worry about it.
This place. Very nice.
So I said
very
email.
Very nice.
You might have emailed it me already.
I have emailed it.
Thank you.
That is Lady Mulhall.
Oh, sorry. Shim, you've emailed it me.
Yeah.
I don't know what your email address is. How do I search for it?
I can signal this if you like.
No, it's all right, because it's beyond my phone, which I don't have signal on.
It's a very posh place.
Those, any of you got any kind of history slash architecture stuff?
I've got history.
Yeah. You know, you've seen this kind of place. It's sort of Carolian sort of thing.
Very nice.
Decent grounds, gardens.
Oh, I feel like crunch.
Oh, how easy that, would it be to break into?
I'm trying to drive in it.
Not that difficult. It's,
right.
It's got those big windows.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, you can probably get driven up by someone from the Grower Hotel. Laurel wreath on the front door, black ribbons.
Oh, did we bring it? We're not supposed to wear in black yet, are we? When's the funeral?
Yes.
Monday.
What day is it today?
Saturday.
Saturday. Right. Yeah, you're not in mourning.
Just got me trainers on him.
Yeah.
No, I'm a well turned out.
You've been turned out of all the best places pretty well.
Are you knocking?
Oh, yes.
I assure you, this is not a knocking shop.
Well, whoever got invited, I guess the Rev should be. I'll be beside the Rev.
Yeah. Servant in perhaps slightly hastily acquired or perhaps slightly dusty black morning livery. We'll open it.
It is the morning, after all.
Yeah. Looks nice enough inside. Perhaps more flowers and candles than usual. Black cloths over the mirrors, usual stuff. You'll be shown to the drawing room.
Oh, thank you.
If you could wait here, I will let her ladyship know you have arrived. Would you care for any refreshments?
Yes, please. Yes, absolutely.
A little early for me, so nothing too copious.
Sherry?
A few of those.
What? Time of the morning?
I don't know if you're doing
none for
tea.
What's good for the
coffee? Have they decided tea is okay to drink in the morning yet? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Okay, then tea.
Oh, good heavens, man. It's not the 1700s.
I just had a sudden flash of people complaining about tea being terrible for the
digestion. Oh, the... They complained about chocolate, they complained about tea, they complained about coffee.
They complained about cocaine.
Mm. Eventually.
Oh, this time in the morning.
It's a perfect pick-me-up.
Just a pick-me-up, yeah.
Complaining about amphetamines next, or laudanum.
I shall have one of the maids bring some tea through for you.
Early days for amphetamines.
You are in the drawing room.
Have a snoot round.
I'll
any good books, anywhere?
Hands behind my back and just looking at any pictures that they've got in paintings.
There's a couple of decent landscapes. if you've got some artistic background, you might recognise some of the...
I've got art, but
the names?
Writing.
I
can read it.
This is this landscape. Yes, we've got a picture of it like this back at home.
Mm.
Mm. That's a landscape too.
I'm going to do some drop lifting, if that's right, and deposit my...
Drop lifting?
Yes, deposit a version of a copy of my book onto the shelves.
I see.
Surreptitiously.
Yes.
Yeah. Haunted England with Professor E. Zane.
How perceptive, in a purely physical sense, would you say Professor Zane is?
He's got that there alertness.
Yeah, give me a roll on that.
Go on. What?
You've got to tell me they've already got a copy. In which case you can do a secret signing.
97.
97?
It's already signed.
Different author photo.
You surreptitiously slide a copy of your book in.
I'm in an awkward position there because I want it to be immediately noticed, but I don't want it to be immediately noticed.
You don't want it to be noticed that you did it.
You need to be sitting next to a chair with a bookmark in.
Mm.
You know, so, and perhaps a pair of reading glasses on top as if somebody's been reading it.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe a little notepad next to it with things like fascinating scored under it three times.
Fold a few pages over, you know.
Well-thumbed.
Yeah,
my copy.
Exclamation mark.
Once I picked it up, I could not put it down until I spontaneously combusted.
If you want to spend a little bit of time looking at the books on the shelves.
Check with the professors.
Yeah.
What sort of stuff is it?
It's the sort of thing you would have in a drawing room, so there's nothing particularly, particularly eye-catching, but...
Why, what about this book?
But, you are definitely noticing there are a couple of spiritual circles type books there.
Dick. Not this guy.
So, which ties in with what you have heard about her having an interest in that sort of thing.
Yes. Her name has
open-minded,
come up.
You know?
I like an open-minded widow.
Not as much as an open wallet.
What the rest are you doing?
I'm just idly sort of looking around the place, really. Just getting a measure of it, but in, frankly, quite a blank and unappreciative way.
Yeah.
Having a look at the door locks and the windows. General appraising.
To be honest, you're not doing this under pressure.
No.
Yeah, you could get in here if you wanted to. But, it would be a case of avoiding anyone who might be wandering around the place rather than difficulty getting inside.
Okay, that's good because I don't have lockpick because it's not skill.
Yeah, with country houses at this period, the secret, everywhere's dark. The secret is generally just not getting your arse shot by somebody who notices you there.
So I'm going to make a note of the layout of the room and, just generally have a look round.
There's not gold plates hanging off things or anything like that, but it's a country house.
Which room are we in?
Drawing room.
So, the blue drawing room at the back.
That sounds like it. I assume you're looking at the map, which is in there.
The floor plan, next to the saloon.
Yeah. Okay. The blue drawing room.
Oh, yeah. Lady Mel Hall.
Yes, indeed.
It's at the front, isn't it? The blue drawing room. Sorry, just looking at that. The gardens. I don't know.
Yeah, so the blue drawing room is at the front.
Oh, I see. The gardens right at the back.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, no, they look to be at the front if you look at the clan.
Well, that's what's confusing. Well, in that case,
yeah. assume there's gardens on both sides.
Yeah, I got the impression from the larger map that it's kind of all round, so...
Yeah.
It just says two gardens, that's what it was.
There's gardens and there's the gardens.
Okay.
Assuming the gardens are at the back.
Where assignations and... Oh, goodness, they have Italian gardens.
Do they have any French ones?
A French garden. That's absolutely filthy.
So,
I don't disagree with it. So
what are the Reverend... Benjamin is having a look around. What is the Reverend doing?
I think idly glancing around, trying to get a feel for the place. I think you've covered much of that. Yeah, does it feel reasonably happy? That sort of thing.
Yes. I mean, right now, no. there's black cloth hanging over the small mirror. There's black cloth over presumably a picture on the top of the piano.
They'll have covered the mirror as well.
That's why there's black cloth on the
mirror. Wow, who died? I'm terribly sorry.
Decent piano. It's in good nick. It looks like someone at least plays it. The place is decently kept.
Damn, we're just too early for ragtime, otherwise.
It looks like the sort of place that does receive guests reasonably often. It's looked after. It's not, there's no sign of the place being crumbling down or being neglected or anything like that.
I should have said, by the way, I'm assuming I sent in my card with whoever answered the door.
Yes. Is there anything else you would like to look at more closely?
Well, I don't think so. At this point.
It'd be rude to be too invasive, I think.
Any pictures of her, him, or the missus?
Possibly that one with the
on the
black cloth.
Piano.
Can I have a peek under it?
Ah, you're casting summon hostess.
Arrives on a trolley.
You lift it up. There's the baronet, sort of looks in,
better health than he does now?
Possibly, yeah. He does look in good health, quite a cheerful sort of chap.
They say the camera never lies.
Yeah, you've got the sort of, romantic heath, backdrop on there. Obviously not on an actual heath. There's another one on the wall, which if you look at it will be, the chap standing next to some sort of Greek temple, which again is probably a studio backcloth.
But it's impossible to tell. I mean, these special effects are absolutely magic.
Fantastic stuff.
It's Medea Garden has a Greek temple down the bottom.
Yeah. Exactly.
Greek garden. Fully. Goodness, I didn't realise it was that sort of thing.
He's not a sickly sort of chap.
He's not mid-cough and painted with a green sheen.
He looks in fine fettle.
Firmer fetlock. How's the old filly? Any pictures of her?
Not any pictures of her. There's probably at least one picture of her. There is, if you go up in your little drive, you will find NPC pics.
Oh, hello.
And Lady Valeria Fitz.
Valeria, what a beautiful name. I'll save that to me.
NPC pics. Oh no, I've got it. It's all right. I've got it on my phone now, so thank you.
Lady Valeria Fitz. Oh, dear.
That's a very fetching bonnet she's wearing.
Yeah. I was quite pleased with that.
It's very dark clothing.
She's in mourning.
Yeah, that's what she's going to look like when she shows up in a minute.
Oh, I see, okay.
That's not the first
one.
She's in mourning, of course. She's
pre-mourning in the
photo. Yeah, the photo will be a nice photo, and she's got, a parasol, and, she's looking at some ducks in a pond or something, which are...
No, it won't be. It'll be a standard portrait, won't it, of her sat in a chair, because it'll have had a God knows how many second or minute exposure. So it'll be really stiff, formal photograph.
Well, we're only, quarter of a century after Fox Talbot at this point, so...
How's it clearer when you're really not allowed to smile in a photo?
How's all of your art photography?
No, none of us have got any art photographs.
Put a word.
Yeah. Wonderful these things, these photographs. Of course.
Certainly photographs of people.
Yes.
A lot quicker than having somebody paint the portrait, I find. Mm.
Not that much quicker,
depending. You hear footsteps approaching.
What's the respectful, less, but most potentially available pose I can get into?
Trousers on, please.
In a few seconds. Maybe up against the mantelpiece.
Bent over the piano.
Oh yeah, I'll lean on the piano.
I've got all these old bits of sheet music, which inevitably have a sample of something else they want you to buy on the sort of ad on the page. And they always say something like, try this over on your pianola. And I beg your pardon.
And the servant opens the door again. A maid will come in with some tea. And as she is distributing this, you see the figure of Lady Valeria Phipps, Lady Valeria Phipps arrives.
Okay, alright, yes, okay.
Yes. She looks exactly like she does in that picture. In poor spirits, those of you with some sort of insight, feel free to roll it.
Oh, I have insight.
Ooh, 80. Mm-hmm. I'm getting better.
08. Under 60.
I've rolled 50 in all of these skills that I've tried.
I haven't missed a roll yet. I don't know what's wrong.
All right.
So keep ticking up.
Got a ticket, haven't I? Yeah.
You can see, she is clearly in quite poor spirits. She is making a pretty decent stab of putting a brave face on, keeping a stiff upper lip and all that sort of nonsense.
Where to make a roll for that? I could have guessed that down at the pub.
She is trying to be, you would say, Alberta, perhaps the slight air of uncertainty of someone who is not quite sure how to deal with this specific situation.
Fair enough.
Of having invited some persons known for handling strange matters with discretion to come and handle a strange matter, which is in fact one of hers. It's probably not something she's had to do.
Very happy to handle it.
Madam, if you have some strange matter, I assure you it's in good hands.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. It's most kind of you.
May I offer my sincerest, most heartfelt condolences.
Thank you, Mr. Howarth. Most kind.
We haven't
been introduced, but I have.
That's tragic.
I believe I've seen you at one of the, when I was visiting friends in London.
Oh, yeah, I'm not normally like that. I remember the occasion that there was, well, anyway, less said.
You seem to be having a very pleasant time. Reverend Spencer, I suppose. Yes, thank you. Most kind.
At least I could be, ma'am.
She will sort of glance.
Is either of you gentlemen going to introduce the other two in the room?
I'm assuming she knows who I am.
I'm assuming she doesn't know who we are at all because she telegrammed the Reverend.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
The Reverend should probably be introducing the lady anyway, shouldn't he?
Mm-hmm. Lady Mary, may I introduce Albert Cook and Mr. Zane.
Professor Zane, if you don't mind.
That should give you some idea of his character right there.
They've been accredited, have they?
My condolences, Your Ladyship.
I'm dreadfully sorry. Thank you. I'll step forward. And what would be culturally appropriate? Can I take a hand? Is that
no
right?
Tongs. No. Is generally a good way to go.
I'll just nod forward respectfully. No touching.
Yeah. She will.
Not until after he's in the ground.
You know, don't lean over, raise a hand and sniff up the wrist and arm. Nothing like that.
No, I mean, you're very much getting in the way of my first instincts here, but I will.
I'm afraid she has just rolled a 90, so she does not react to your mention of your name.
At
least she's not famous. Recoiled in horror. I mean,
I mean, maybe she's just, you know, overcome by the
magnetic presence in front of her. Nimble and magnetic. Yeah.
Please do sit. Jane, would you pour the tea? Thank you. The maid pours the tea and then take.
Oh,
nope. Shim's timed out.
We've lost the GM. Oh no, he's back.
Oh,
hello. Can you hear us?
Hello. Just checking what's going. Yeah, it's still picking up my microphone. Okay. Yes. So it's now you and Lee Phipps. I suppose you probably. Probably realised already, but I was hoping you might be willing to look into my poor Ashby's.
She's paralysed with misery.
Frozen again.
Is this a hint?
Maybe that's a good time to retire. Oh, shit, I think maybe we're thinking that's a hint to
maybe it is. It's
20. To end an appropriate cliffhanger. Well, what seems to be irregular about the matter? ...
Well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Had a green penis. All right, no, that's not it.
Sorry,
not
what?
The episode title. In any way, shape, or form.
I'm just trying to... No.
Yeah.
No, please, tell me what you were just trying to do there.
Frighten any future mice to death.
Variable state of tension.
I have to ask. I have to ask, Nick, did you notice the mouse?
What mouse?
No, he didn't.
That's why I took it off.
Oh, yeah. The one on your glasses. I just assumed it was another one, yes. I did notice that, yes.
Okay.
But I was
we were a bit upset that you came across and without turning the camera in the direction of what you were doing, you turned off
the microphone, so we couldn't even hear.
Roger is now going to have to dub on a load of Tom and Jerry cartoon soundtracks.
The reason I did that is because we had to vacuum out the sofa, and I didn't think you would appreciate
it. We can put enough sound effects on that to make it sound as amusing as the rest of it.
Yeah.
Get some rest, mate.
Yeah.
Are we playing this again next week? Just.
I hope so.
Yeah. Sounds okay. No, that's fine. Okay. Cool. Thank you, Shim.
Alright,
thank you. Get me chat lines ready.
That was it. It ends on that. We don't even know what.
Yeah. Right. What are we playing next week?
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry about the
interruption.
It's alright.
Not a problem.
Bye.
All right.